Meldrith Village Hall will be hosting the launch of the National Pet Initiative this weekend. The aim of the NPI is to promote good quality care of small companion pets by running events where people can learn the essentials, meet some experienced owners and their animals, and enjoy a day of fun activities. And I'm pleased to say that Felix Clark is here from the National Pet Initiative. I should mention Emma has joined us as well.
Hello.
Hello, Felix.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming in. So, explain how this kind of works to me, if you don't mind. What sort of pets are included in all of this?
Well, this particular event, the different MPI events focus on different pets. This one will be rabbits, guinea pigs and rats.
Okay, and is this the first one which has taken place?
It's not the first one, but it's the first time we've sort of gone national, gone a bit bigger.
I was going to say, because Meldrith is... Meldrith is lovely, but you'd normally expect sort of like a national event maybe to be held, well, I guess, in London or Birmingham.
It started up in the north of England. So we've come south.
Okay.
And it's today Meldrith, tomorrow the world.
I know, it's like a three-stage place. It's like a plan that Emma and I are both from Essex in one way or another.
Yay.
And it's a plan of Essex people to take over the world. First we take over the whole of Cambridge 105, then Cambridge, and then the world.
It's gradually creeping through.
So I'm wondering if enough attention is given to the smaller animals here. We always hear about the cats and the dogs, but a lot of people have the smaller pets, the kind you mentioned there.
It is, yeah, and some of them really don't need much thinking about, but, you know, some of them are a bit more complex to take care of, and it's worth knowing more. I didn't realise until I started keeping rats that they're nothing like a gerbil or a hamster at all. They're their own animals, and you really have to know what you're doing, so...
What made you want to start keeping rats?
Well, I get people asking me that a lot. What made me curious was I heard someone describing them as pocket dogs. And they really are. They've got their own personalities. Every single rat is different. They're very smart, very trainable, and they really want to be with you. So they make absolutely fantastic pets.
And if you put one down in the room, will it run off or will it sort of hang around a certain area?
Well,
what sort of happens?
On the rat, to be
honest. Okay, so it's back to that personality thing,
yes.
Is it?
Some of them will literally come and climb up your leg because they want to say hello, and some of them will be like, "Oh, this smells interesting."
And then you go off and investigate something else.
You'll be spending half an hour trying to get them out from under the sofa.
Because you've got kind of the fear of like gerbils burrowing their way out, and that sort of thing goes on. I guess there's a lot of things you do have to watch with the smaller animals.
Like I say, you have to know what you're up to sometimes if you want to keep hold of them.
So what's happening on Saturday then?
What's happening on Saturday is we're going 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. There's three different cuddle corners. You can meet all the different animals.
A cuddle corner? This is like a sort of a petting zone or something?
Yeah, you can come and meet the animals and their owners and find out what's going on. It's great for whether you have your own pets or whether you're thinking of getting one. We've got a tombola going on. We have our own little kitchen, so there'll be some lovely food on the go. And there'll be lots to do, and there's a little pet rat show as well.
A pet rat show?
Yes.
Okay, so are these performing rats?
No, this is just you bring your pet rat down, and the judge has a look.
Best turned out pet?
Best whiskers.
Best whiskers, yep. Okay, I like this.
Biggest tail, things like that. Just the silly stuff. And then there's an agility contest later on, and I've entered one of my rats in that. We've had a whole 4 days of training. I'm pretty much betting I'm getting the Wooden Spoon Award.
So what sort of course would the rat have, like going through a sort of toilet roll or something like that?
It's like a miniature version of dog agility.
Okay.
It's little fences to go through and little weaving poles and everybody despairing of their rat not getting it, because I don't think I'm going to do very well, to be honest.
How many rats? Are they like, if there's different rats together, are they likely to start fighting?
Oh, they only go one at a time.
Okay, so it'd be a rat off against the clock or something similar, will it, to see who gets through the course the fastest?
Yep.
Emma, have you got any pets at home?
No, I used to keep hamsters.
I see. You could go to Meldrith on Saturday morning, and come back. Are the pets on sale, or is it...
No, they wouldn't be on sale on the
day. But you'd be able to get an idea, presumably, of hamsters.
There will be still selling pet food and similar sort of things, but not actually live animals, so...
Okay, that's probably... It'd probably be licensing issues as well, anyway, against that sort of thing. Would you have any vets on hand, if people have got any issues with...
Yeah, there'll be a questionnaire panel, with some local vets on it. Any sort of animal, if you have a question, come along and ask.
Yeah, well, what sort of issues would do, say, a rat, for example? I've known nothing about this, like how long they might live for, or what might be the issues people have to look out?
Somewhere between 2 and 3 years. The most common thing they get wrong with them is respiratory problems. They get flu sort of things very easily.
Excuse me.
And I didn't know anything about that till I started keeping them themselves. My first two rats were rescues, and within a week of having them, I was down to the vets going, why are they sneezing all the time? And I found out the hard way, basically. A bit of a baptism of fire, but...
And I noticed as well that there is the North of England Rat Society.
Yes.
As a sort of co-organiser of
Yeah,
of
they
the
founded the Pet Initiative. It was them that started it all. And we've gone, it's like I say, the whole thing's gone a bit wider, a bit more national.
The plan to go global. Eventually.
I'm not quite sure we've got the resources for that at the moment.
So what's the idea? The event will raise enough money to pay for itself and contribute towards the next event?
Yeah, the MPI is a charity, we're looking to basically cover our costs. Mm. It's free entry, like I say. We will be charging for the food.
Yes.
But it's worth it, I promise.
And a membership fee if people want to sign up? Is that a possibility?
I'm not completely sure, to be honest, about joining the MPI itself. I know you can pay to join the various rat organisations, but nobody told me about that one in advance.
Okay, so. I'm sorry. My next question could go horribly wrong as well. So I was going to ask if there was a website which people could check
out. There is, yes. We're also on Facebook. If you put National Pet Initiative into Google, it will find it for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Felix, look, thanks very much indeed for coming. I hope it all goes well. I hope no rats or hamsters or anything else runs off, goes missing, and any of the other possibilities which could happen. And the event on Saturday between, I was looking up the time here, 11 and 4.
Yep.
That's great. Thanks very much for coming in, Felix.
You're very welcome.
This is the chart you've been voting for. The Unsigned Chart on 105 Drive.
So every Thursday, we review the Unsigned Chart, tell you exactly where the local bands are. Tonight, of course, very special evening. We've also got the New Music Generator Awards taking place at the Portland Arms at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm sure we'll have details of that during the day tomorrow on Cambridge 105. But what we're going to do now is take a listen to the new entry on the chart. It comes from the band Polar Collective, and their song is King's Clone.
The feeling what you say is not honesty. Take a moment to see what you've designed. I can't be dealing when you're this way. Honestly, take advice from me and try to rewind. The leap is far, it might be hard. And what you lack, you can't get it back. No, you need a stepping stone to make your way down from your highest road. It's a job to keep your head up when you should get numb from sitting too long. When you're the king's clone. Look at the ceiling, it's the same distance from you and me. Take a moment, consider your size. Now you're revealing your true insecurities. Is the number of your own design. The leap is far, it might be hard. And what you lack, you can't get it back. No, you need that stepping stone to make your way down from your high throne. It's a job to keep your head up when you shudder and get numb from sitting too low. When you're the king's clone. So many, so many. Your face on a penny would mean something if there was so many, so many. Your face on a penny would mean something if there was so many, so many. We'd raise the cries or all the lines you drawn are so heavy, so heavy. You need a stepping stone.
Clone. So let's tell you a little bit about the Polar Collective from King's Clone. They are a five-piece band comprised of Jake Cardy, vocals, Adam Dodd, guitar and vocals, Ali Newbigging, multitasker, Grippen Ford, he does drums and vocals, Luke English does bass, and they describe their style as pop, hip-hop, Jurassic Street vibe. Formed in November 2011, they've just released a new track and a video for it as well. You can see it on Facebook and YouTube. The Facebook address you need is facebook.com/Polar Collective. They are the new entry on this week's Unsigned Chart. It is week 83. Let's find out how everybody else is doing.
The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you.
So number five, The Bouquet of Dead Crows, Into Nothingness. Number four, Helium, Daydream Days. Number three, Flux 32, What If. Number two, The Motor Tapes and Shore, which means that the number one is Tom McConnell. And Show You How.
This is the chart you've been voting for. The Unsigned Chart on 105 Drive.
Dark with the lights down low. Lock your eyes into mine till you sing one more time, and you sing it slow. And if I crawl right in that electric skin, then I just might find that you're taking me to the canopy up inside your mind. I'm gonna show you how. I'm gonna show you. That you hypnotize. Let's arrange for us to be dangerous. We don't even have to try. And if I crawl right in that electric skin, then I just might find that you're taking me to the canopy up inside your mind. I'm gonna show you how. I'm gonna show you how. Taking me to the canopy up inside your mind. I'm gonna show you how. I'm gonna show you how. Oh yeah, we gonna do it in this time. I'm gonna show you how. Oh, ooh, I'm gonna show you how. I'm gonna show you how. Oh yeah, we gonna do it in this time. I'm gonna show you how.
It's sort of Michael Bublé-esque, isn't it? Don't you think? It sort
I
of
like
has
it.
A kind of Michael Bublé feel about it. Tom McConnell, last week's new entry, this week the number one, Show You How, the Unsigned Chart. Is not also, it is slightly different as well from some of the other tracks that we have in the Unsigned Chart too.
I popped out and I forgot that he was doing the Unsigned Chart. I thought that was Ollie Murs.
You thought it was Ollie Murs?
I
That's
that was
interesting.
An official track. Wow.
Well, I'm sure Tom will be very pleased to
hear that.
Yeah, if he likes Ollie, if he doesn't like Ollie Mears, we could be in trouble here. But no, that's really good.
Wow.
So yeah, Tom at the number one place in the unsigned chart this week. As always, we'll give you a look at what's happening at the midway point on Monday, just after 6 o'clock, so around about this time. And Tim, of course, will be with you for the new music generator on Wednesday evening, and he'll count down the brand new unsigned chart at 8 o'clock. You can vote if you haven't already done so. I'm rather suspect I know where Emma's vote might be going to.
Yep.
Cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart. I don't vote from here because if you're you tapping away there, so are you voting from here?
I was.
No, that's fine. Carry on. That's
I can.
Fine. Yeah, no, if you get in first, because I think basically works an IP address. So the first person to vote, you see, is.
Okay.
That's how we sort of tot it all up. It's kind of how it works, really. So, yeah, so Emma's making her vote even as we speak. You can make yours, cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart. And Tim is the person also to send your track to if you're a local band, tim@cambridge105.fm. One of Five Drive on a Thursday night. Sky Keeble is here to look at some movies. Sky, hello to you.
Hello, good evening.
What have we got coming up then?
Right, we're going to look at the new Paul Greengrass film, Captain Phillips, stars Tom Hanks in the incredible true story of the first US ship to be seized by pirates in 200 years.
Everything okay?
I don't like the look of that.
They're coming in fast.
This is Mask, Alabama.
We are an unarmed freighter. We have
two skiffs approaching with armed intruders.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew and get your fire hoses ready.
Is that it?
Chances are it's just fishermen.
They're not here to fish.
This is not the real world situation.
Can't let him attach that ladder.
130 degrees.
Listen up. We have been boarded by armed pirates. If they find you, remember, you know the ship. They don't. Stick together. It will be all right.
One minute, I will kill all your friends.
If you're gonna shoot somebody, shoot me!
Relax. Everything gonna be okay.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
In 2009, the unarmed US container ship Alabama is charting a course off the coast of Somalia. On his radar, Captain Richard Phillips observes speedboats heading in their direction. He then launches a well-planned emergency procedure that puts the ship into lockdown while its crew hide. The heavily armed pirates, led by Muse, board the vessel, taking Phillips hostage and flee in a lifeboat. So begins a tense, high-stakes standoff that quickly makes international headlines. This true-life thriller is adapted from Captain Phillips' own book about his experiences, and is written by the Hunger Games screenwriter Billy Ray. Paul Greengrass delivers a typically complex, nuanced, politically charged action film that focuses on the two contrasting men in the centre of the unfolding drama. I was quite engaged with this film. The thing with Paul Greengrass, if you've seen any of his other films, he's done the Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Ultimatum, United 93. His films always have a sense of immediacy about them. They very rarely go off into sort of exposition. It kind of really focus on the action and don't like drift off to other areas. So I felt this was really tense, really focuses on Tom Hanks's character.
Some movies do take a bit of a time to get going, don't they?
This one sort of gets into it pretty quickly. I didn't understand having Catherine Kinnear in it, to be honest, because she's in for like a minute playing Captain Phillips' wife, which it's like, well, you could have got a non-act, sort of non-actress, not as well known.
Save yourself the money.
Tom Hanks is essentially playing Tom Hanks. I don't know how much he has taken from the actual person himself.
The events, you know, described here aren't that long ago, are they?
No, 2009. So it was it's as well as it being a very sort of small film in terms of a group of men sort of trying to outwit the other. It also is very symbolic and, say, very political in terms of America's might not allowing sort of pirates to take their ships. I can't believe it's 200 years. This is a modern pirate movie. You wouldn't think it. Well, it's not your like traditional swashbuckler.
This is an issue, of course. Even now, ships in that area. Somali pirates are still very much a problem for some aspects of shipping.
Indeed, I think it does play it very balanced. I think the pirates pirates themselves are really well acted. You also become quite sympathetic to them because they have bosses. They are having to do it because of the land they live in, because of Western intervention. So they kind of almost get forced to do it. But at the same time, the main sort of antagonist is almost too ambitious, too greedy, and that's where the conflict arises. It's very in two distinct parts, as it were. You've got them getting on the ship, and then you've got the bit when they're in the lifeboat, and then you see the massive operation that takes place into saving this one man. And it's very
so there's like a naval aspect to it as well.
If you want, I would recommend it. It's on at Cineworld tonight at 8:20, or view at 8:10. It's got at least four showings at both Cineworld and View during the weekend. So you have plenty of opportunities.
It's Tom Hanks. It's going to run
exactly,
for a couple of weeks, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's going to be big.
We're in the middle of our film review segment, and Sky Keeble is here. And what are we going to be looking at next?
Came out yesterday, and you can see it today and the rest of the week, is the new Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. And the Jackass team dispatch a small boy and his grandpa on a jaw-dropping hidden camera road trip. At 86 years old, you'd expect Irving Zisman, played by Johnny Knoxville, to be an upstanding senior citizen, but he's a drunken, thieving degenerate. As if that wasn't bad enough, he's in the company of his impressionable 8-year-old grandson, Billy. Irvine's taking Billy on a road trip across America to turn the boy to his dad. Along the way, they succeed in causing offence, astonishment among everyone they meet. A wedding is destroyed and a funeral disrupted. He even encourages podgy little Billy to dress up as a little girl to enter a Carolina cutie pie pageant. Naturally, parents are disgusted by the kid's inappropriate dance routine. The Jackass crew's first feature-length narrative feature unleashes signature character Irving Zisman upon an unsuspecting nation. Hidden cameras capture every hilarious reaction to his appalling child-rearing skills. I quite like the original Jackass series.
It's kind of like You've Been Framed, the movie, isn't it?
To a certain extent. It is, and it's going to be an interesting idea because they've used the whole old men sketch, you know, young men dressing up as old men, people don't realise us, and they catch him out with silly escapades.
So this is effectively, it's an extended episode with cinematic quality,
yeah,
I suppose,
exactly.
Best way to describe it. We don't have a clip, I should explain.
Yeah, so it's very, apparently
it's
very visual.
It's just very visual, and it just doesn't work on the radio.
No, but again, if you're a fan of slapstick comedy, then you'll definitely get that with this film. I believe it is a rated of 15, though, so you'll have to be of a certain age to appreciate the humour, I'm afraid. But you can catch it at Cineworld at 8:50 tonight, or it's on Friday 10:50, 2:15, 4:30, 7:00, 9:20, and 10:11. So that's Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa. I looked at the clips to see if there was anything we could use. I think I sort of liked it. I don't know if it's the sort of thing. It's something strange about going to see that sort of thing at the movies.
Yeah,
really.
I think perhaps it does appeal. I imagine it appeals more to like the 20s, 30s.
I'm out of the demographic. Generation. This is what you're trying to tell me, isn't it?
No,
that's fine.
And other movies gossip. Escape Plan, the new Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone film about them trying to break out of a prison.
It's like Bad Grandpa again, isn't it? Yeah. The age of them two.
Indeed. Also, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Quite excited about that. That's obviously because the schools are going off soon, so that'll be for the
summer,
kids.
Summer next week, I think, aren't they? I think a few might actually be already. It'd be out this week, depending on where you go to.
Yeah. Also, One Chance, about Phil Potts, starring James Corden. Sounds quite interesting. You know, sort of guy who wants to sing opera and then goes off on a reality TV show and tries to make it. And also Ender's Game, starring Harrison Ford and Ben Kingsley, about a young gifted boy who has to save the world from an alien race, based on an old futuristic novel by Orson Scott Card.
So, yes. Okay, so more to come on that in future weeks.
Yes, I will be reviewing them. And don't forget, Thor 2 will be out next week as well.
Thor 2? What's Thor 2?
Thor, the Marvel superhero.
Ah, yes.
So following on from...
I thought you said Thor 2, and I think, what do you mean? Do you mean 4-4-2? It's football? No, it's Thor 2. Okay. Hearing issues as well now. Thank you very much. See you next week.
Yeah.